Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is two different approaches to solving problems in marriage. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, on my website, I have a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. So just visit my website to download that. Okay, let's dive in and talk about two different approaches to solving problems in marriage. So if you happen to be anything like me, when a problem comes your way, you want to nip it in the bud. You want to address it so it doesn't get out of hand. You just want to be direct with how you feel and fight against the injustice that has been done to you and tell the person who did this to you, maybe it's your husband, that, you know, you did not want this to happen. You do not like this. And so this is certainly one way of solving problems. And sometimes this works beautifully. But the problem is, especially in marriage, sometimes this approach can leave our husband feeling put down. And that's the case with men in general and boys. And so if you've listened to my podcast before, you know that your husband is not as tough on the inside as he makes it seem on the outside. Our men are really quite sensitive, and they also have this internal desire to please us. So when we express displeasure, it crushes them, and they hear from us that they have failed. And even if you're just saying this one little thing that he has failed at, he is going to make it mean in his mind that it's everything. It's, if you've ever been there in a conversation, I can't count how many times in a conversation in the past I've tried to say one thing to my husband that was bothering me, and it turns into this whole big thing of everything, and it's just their nature as a man, and it just shows how deeply they're hurt. So that doesn't really work very well, that approach, all the time, because we're hurting our spouse, and it's not really solving it then, right? Now you have a fight or something big and blown up that you don't want. So I'd like to teach you another way that you can try to solve problems in your marriage that will be less hurtful to your spouse and get you better results. So if you're skeptical, that's okay. But hey, you could consider it a science experiment or something, right? Or a social experiment, and see how it works. So in marriage, I am willing to bet there are always things that your husband is doing that are good and helpful, in addition to those things that we've mentioned that he might be doing that are annoying or hurtful. What we choose to focus on plays a very large role in how we approach our husband with the problems. So the thing is, and this is a real thing, girls, problems tend to scream at us, "This is wrong, this is hurtful, this should not be." Whereas the good things that our husband does are kind of more like whispers, if we even notice them at all. It's like, "Oh, that was so nice. He emptied the dishwasher before work this morning." Or, "Aw, that was so sweet how he kissed Abby's boo-boo and made her feel better." Or, "Oh, he ran that extra errand so I didn't have to do it." Or maybe he even came to the grocery store with me so I didn't have to do it alone. And then whoosh, those sweet positive thoughts are gone, and all we are left with are the screamers in our head who are laser focused on that one thing he did that we might feel was selfish or less than thoughtful, right? And over time, we keep compiling lists in lists of every time he does something that's selfish or hurtful, and we just feel like we're going to explode or we can't take it anymore. But what about all of those other things that he did that were good? We are unintentionally focusing on the things that we do not want. But when we focus on something, that's what we see, right? That's what you see. If that's what you're looking for, that's what you will find. And so focusing on the negative things and focusing on fixing problems and righting wrongs is really working from a negative perspective. But if we can flip that and focus on the good in our spouse, that's going to be working from a positive perspective. So sometimes we need to approach problems from the negative perspective. That's admittedly true, especially the bigger problems. You know, if you have to deal with issues like abuse or addiction or something like that, that's definitely a big problem, serious problem that you need to handle possibly from the negative perspective and with other professional help, I might add. But for our little everyday problems, we would probably have so much more success if we would be more positive in our approach. Simply working to make this switch, even just working on it, because think it's going to be a lifetime maybe to perfect it, right? We're not going to be perfect. But just working on it is going to make an improvement in your marriage, because you're going to noticing the things that are good. And I think that your husband will really like this change. And so let's look at it. You know, let's take a look, okay? I always like to get practical. So I have an example that we can follow through. And so remember, the gist is, there's two different ways to solve problems in marriage. One is negative, one is positive. And so we're going to look at this example. So let's say that you're feeling frustrated with your husband because you feel like he doesn't help you with the kids enough. And you feel like you do everything by yourself, and that your husband just gets to come and go and as he pleases, and maybe his life hasn't really changed that much since you had kids. You know, he's still doing all of his normal things, but your life has completely changed because you're feeling like you're solely responsible for the kids and everything is on you. This is definitely a complaint that I get a lot in my coaching practice, and it just showed up a couple of times on a survey that I did of the people on my email list to see, you know, what kind of things I could help them with. So hopefully this will be helpful. So that's the problem, right? So we're feeling like that, and I think a lot of women have felt like that. And so a negative approach to this problem would be to sit him down and tell him all the ways that he is failing by not helping you, and all of the hurt feelings that you have, and what he needs to do more of and what he needs to do less of. So this might work. Sometimes it might work, but it will leave him feeling like a failure. And I have to say, I mean, this is definitely the approach that I began my marriage with for so many years. And it's still very tempting to me now. Honestly, even yesterday when I was writing this, there was something that was on my chest. And, you know, part of me just wanted to sit him down and say all these negative things. But I know that that's going to start a fight. And that's not going to be making him feel good. And it's not the end result that I want. So, and of course, I've learned through the years how to get the result that I want. And I just want you to know that, like, I get it. Like, I get why we have this inclination to do that. We want to get this off our chest and we want to address it. But, you know, even if your husband kind of acts like he's okay, he might be harboring resentment and like adding things up down the road as you go along. And so you want to be careful of that. So if you do have a negative conversation with him, just make sure that when you leave the conversation, you're both cool. You know, you're both in agreement and okay, and everybody feels like they're winning here. So that is the negative approach. So that in some ways feels easier because it seems faster and it seems like less work. But now I want to talk to you about the positive approach. So the positive approach would be to slow down breathe, be patient, step back, and notice where he is helping you with the kids. I'm sure there is something that he's doing, even if it's small. And we want to thank him for that. Or maybe it's helping around the house. Like there is something he's doing. Sometimes with women, when I'm coaching them, we get to the point where, well, maybe she's having so much trouble finding any small thing he's doing for her. But is he going to work for your family every day? Like, that's something to be thankful for. Or if you're the breadwinner, you know, is he, I guess that wouldn't go with this little complaint we're having here, but like looking for other things, like, is he taking the trash out? Is he, you know, does he ever spray for bugs around the house, you know, or anything like that? Looking for the things. So when you spot something that he's doing right, that you're grateful for, thank him for it. Like, verbalize that you're grateful for it. Verbalize that you appreciate it. Maybe you could even give him a small token of appreciation by speaking his love language or one of the love languages, like giving him a small gift or an act of service. So this is what we call active love. It's mature love. It's grown-up love, it's selfless love, and it is the kind of love that Jesus calls us to. But it's even more than that. That's not the only reason I suggest this approach. I also suggest it because the beautiful thing about it is when we spot the good things that our husband is doing and show them our genuine appreciation, that makes them feel so good that it makes them feel like they want to do more to help us. I, in my marriage, where I was coming always from that negative perspective, was repelling my husband away and causing him to not want to help, causing him to feel like no matter how hard he worked or how much he thought he did, that it was never good enough for me. That's what happens when you repeatedly come from the negative approach. But when you can work on yourself, step back and come from this positive approach of, instead of focusing on the problems, focusing on the things he's doing right, giving him accolades for that and appreciation for that, it naturally causes him, well, to be happier, to feel appreciated and loved, and to do more for you. This is proven. It was proven by Shanti Feldhahn in the Kindness Project, and it's also been proven in social research in the field of positive psychology. So I'm not just telling you something I think is nice. This is a proven way to improve your relationship. And so I want us to try to work on this, you know, and think about it. And I do want to mention that there is another way that you could try solving this problem, or that you could even add into looking at the positive things he's doing. And that is by actually coming out and asking for help when you need it, in a positive, non-judgmental way. And I even do this with my kids, to be honest. You know, because sometimes you see something that should be done and it's like not done, and it is so obvious to you that this needs to be done. And you, well, I, you know, my response is kind of negative, that, you know, like, you need to do this. Why haven't you done this, kind of a thing? But so maybe it's, let's imagine it's the evening and it's after dinner time and bath time and bedtime and all that stuff, and you're feeling stressed. And, you know, coming from a negative perspective, you might say something negative or, you know, sarcastic to your husband about not helping or something like that. But if you could come from a genuine place of positivity and say, "Hey, honey, would you mind hanging out with Emma while I take Noah into the bath?" I mean, how could he say no to that, right? Unless he really had something important that he was working on. And in that case, then you would be understanding, and your loving response would be, you know, something like, "Okay," or maybe you would ask, "Is there a better time? Like, if I waited a few minutes or something, like, is there a better time where we could work this out?" And you could come at it more from an aspect of teamwork instead of frustration with your husband. And it's really flipping your focus. And there's so much more to this that I could pack in here and share with you. and I would love to work with you more on it, if you want to work one-on-one on it or talk about something that's going on. But the idea is to flip our focus and watch. It almost feels like magic. Just kind of watch as the changes start naturally happening. So this is my solution for today for you, to try coming at your problems with your husband from a more positive perspective and proactive. And it's so much more peaceful and it's so much more productive. And I'm telling you, you feel so much better about yourself even. It's just a really great way to go about trying to solve your problems. And it's really all about focus. You know, it reminds me of, there's that famous painting. If you look at it, you either see a young woman or an old woman. And the old woman looks kind of yucky looking, really old looking. It depends how you look at it, what you see in the picture. Some people see the beautiful young woman first. Some people see the old woman first. And so what are you looking at in your marriage? You know, are you looking for the beauty in your marriage, or are you looking for the things that are not so great? And it is that easy of trying to flip your focus, but it does take work on yourself, and I can teach you what that work is if you are interested. Please reach out to me, because you know I do one-on-one coaching with women, and I also have this podcast to help you, and also on Facebook, the Happy Wives community can help you. And I have a free marriage makeover guide that's also a solution tool for problems in your marriage. So if you head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, you can download your copy for free. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.